All right, great to be with you on a beautiful Sunday of Father's Day at Oracle Park. We've got the Giants and the Phillies as game three of this three-game series tied at one apiece. Zach Eflin on the mound for the Phillies today, and Sammy Long making his first major league start. We welcome in Maria Guardado. Maria covers the Giants for MLB.com. Maria, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
Well, we're doing well. Enjoying the show today, and of course, it's Father's Day, and people have been sharing. Bill and Kerry and different folks have shared some Father's Day stories. Here you are in baseball. You must have some good Father's Day stories for us.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of starts with my own dad, who obviously has been a really influential person in my life. You know, he and my mom both immigrated from Mexico and came to the United States to, you know, kind of give their family, you know, more opportunity. And, you know, obviously, you know, I've kind of admired both of them for the sacrifices that they're willing to make and their work ethic. You know, my dad worked at the Los Altos Golf and Country Club for like 30 years and just retired last year. So it's been nice to kind of be able to spend a little bit more time with him now that he's kind of retired.
Now, is he a big baseball fan?
He is. He likes, you know, a lot of sports in general, and he always has kind of the game on in the evening. So, yeah, you know, he definitely likes to check in with me and, you know, just talk about, you know, the what's going on with both Bay Area teams and things like that. So it's been a lot of fun.
Ah, very good. Okay, Maria Guardado with us. Maria, this club is doing well, one of the best in baseball right now. Alex Wood got knocked around a little bit yesterday. Menez has now been sent back to the minor leagues. Brebbia is here. How do you feel about the last 24 hours or so?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we really haven't seen a ton of, you know, kind of ugly losses like that. You know, it was kind of uncharacteristic for the Giants, you know, both because, you know, that, you know, the offense actually did pretty well. I mean, they knocked Aaron Nola out after, I think, 2 1/3 innings. But then, you know, obviously the pitching staff couldn't keep the Phillies at bay. You know, Alex Wood has kind of, you know, hit a kind of a rough skid this month. He really isn't looking like, you know, the dominant guy that he was at the beginning of the season. And then, you know, as you mentioned, the bullpen also kind of had some hiccups, and you know, I think they had to use six relievers. So that's kind of, you know, not great on a day when you know, you're probably only going to get like 4 or 5 innings out of Sammy Long. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what John Brebbia can kind of bring to that bullpen mix. You know, he was someone who's a pretty good arm for the Cardinals before he got hurt. So, you know, it seemed like he was doing pretty well down in Sacramento. So, you know, we'll see if he can kind of, you know, provide kind of a boost to the pitching staff and maybe give Gabe Kapler kind of another back-end option, you know, moving forward.
Well, we may see him today. Sammy Long, of course, his first major league start today. But on the other side is Zach Eflin. And the Phillies moved him up. Of course, they used all their bullpen yesterday. Lefty's 303 with 5 of the 9 home runs against him. And you look at Gabe Kapler's lineup. Wade leads off, Yastrzemski second, Flores third, Belt, then Crawford. So for Zach Eflin, they're throwing the lefties right at him.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that, you know, obviously the offense has kind of been clicking. You know, obviously, you know, when they were in Washington, it was kind of a flat series for the bats. But I think since they've come home, they've really been doing well. They've been scoring a lot of runs. And I think the top of the lineup is doing pretty well, too, with Wade and Yastrzemski seeming to you know, always be on base and kind of, you know, jump-starting a lot of these rallies. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a matchup that could work well for the Giants, especially since they have a lot of lefty bats who are swinging the bats really well, especially Brandon Belt, who is really kind of seems to be going on one of his tears. You know, I think he's homered in back-to-back games now. So I think it's really good for the Giants lineup that he's starting to heat up as well.
You know what I've noticed, and I don't know if you have as well, but you know, you got these two at the top of the lineup, and they can take some pitches. Wade certainly can do it, Yastrzemski as well. Then you get to Posey, Belt, and Crawford. That's a pretty big challenge for a pitcher. If you don't start getting people out, before you know it, you're into Crawford in the first inning, and you're into 30 pitches. I think this Posey, Belt, Crawford has turned into a very, very nice trio.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's pretty remarkable that they're still there, you know, considering their longevity and, you know, how much, you know, just how long they've been around. But, yeah, I mean, I think they've definitely kind of developed into the offensive threats that they were, I think, at the peak of their careers. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's really cool to see how this offense just kind of wears down pitchers. You know, I think the one of the most amazing stats about this team is the fact that I think only only two starters have completed seven innings against them this year. I think it was Walker Buehler, and then it was Joe Ross in Washington. So I think that just shows kind of you know, how sound their approach is as a lineup, and just how they just kind of work these pitchers down and are able to kind of capitalize on some of the ensuing mistakes that result from some of that fatigue.
Is it time to start watching the scoreboard just a little bit and see where things are? The Dodgers, of course, Buehler, a big game for him last night, near no-hitter. Arizona can't beat anybody. They got to go back to, what, April 25th, I think, was the last time they won a road game. And the Padres lose Tatis again. He's day-to-day with the shoulder. Is it kind of time to start maybe taking a look at the scoreboard and the other teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always worth monitoring, obviously, but I think it is going to get a little bit you know, I think it's going to be worth checking it just, you know, as we kind of get into July, get closer to the trade deadline, you know, start getting into the second half, just because I think that, you know, this division race is probably going to be, you know, one of the closest and most interesting to watch for the rest of the summer. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the good thing for the Giants is that they really haven't had any kind of prolonged losing streaks. I think the longest skid they've had is the three games that they lost against the Dodgers at home. But, you know, other than that, they've been really good about, you know, kind of avoiding those long skids. And they really needed it because the Dodgers really haven't slowed down. I think they're only 1.5 games back entering play today. So, and, you know, obviously the Padres are immensely talented and, you know, they're probably not going to be going away either. So, yeah, I mean, I think it, you know, you kind of do have to keep your eye on how things are shaping up.
Well, you're right. Starting pitching for me, I mean, if people ask me the MVP of the team the first part of the year, I say the starting pitching. It's been amazing. Keeping right-handed hitters, I think they're the first in baseball with the lowest batting average for right-handed hitters against their pitching staff. But here we are with Gausman, maybe a little bit of a hip thing. Cueto's been not so great. Wood has lost his touch a little bit. De Sclafani really has been strong, and now you got a fifth starter who's making his first major league start. Are you looking a little bit at the rotation saying, boy, this is what got them there? They better make sure that this rotation is solid the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that this team is just going to go as far as the rotation takes them. You know, and there's obviously a lot of talent in that group, but, you know, you do worry about things like health. You do worry about, you know, regression. Just how they're going to hold up over 162 games, especially considering the shortened season last year. So, yeah, I mean, I think that it's definitely, you know, this has kind of been the backbone of this team. So I think that, you know, once you see kind of some stumbles there or some injuries, that's kind of what probably gets you a little concerned. And I think that, you know, any drop-off in performance from the rotation, any major injuries to the rotation, I think has the potential to kind of derail this team. So, yeah, I mean, I think you really have – they're really counting on these guys to kind of lead the charge and kind of keep them, you know, competitive. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be worth monitoring the health mm-hmm. of Logan Webb, who's obviously coming back from his shoulder, but he's still kind of, I think, working up on his throwing program and hasn't started, like, a rehab assignment or anything. So it sounds like he's probably still a little far off. But, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, they can't really afford any more test to their depth in that department for sure.
Well, Lamont Wade has made it as an outfielder. He's not going anywhere. Duggar has played great in center field, but they're left-handed hitters. Ruff and Dickerson are coming back. Where are the moves here? Well, what happens this week when Ruff and Dickerson come back?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge question for this team. You know, it's interesting that, you know, you kind of always say that it's a good problem to have, right, when you have too many good players, but they're kind of in a tough spot because, you know, I think, you know, Mike Tauchman would normally be kind of the most obvious candidate to maybe be sent down. But, you know, he's out of options. And, you know, the Giants gave up Wandy Peralta and an infield prospect, Connor Cannon, I believe, to get him. And, that, you know, I think they really believe in him. And he's obviously had, like, three of the biggest plays of the year with the two home run robberies and his grand slam in Texas. So it's going to be tough. You know, Austin Slater is another guy who does have options, but, you know, obviously the Giants kind of do like having his right-handed bat against lefties. So it's going to be tough. I mean, they're going to have to, you know, figure it out. I think part of the reason they probably decided to send Dickerson and Ruff on rehab assignments with Sacramento was to kind of buy themselves a little bit more time to kind of figure out what they're going to do. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. Just, you know, given, but it, you know, I think it also is a testament to kind of just how much the overall depth of the organization has improved. The fact that they're kind of now facing this roster crunch and are kind of trying to figure out, you know, how they can kind of, you know, keep their inventory, but also, you know, bring these kind of guys back off the IL. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be definitely interesting to see what they do.
You think Gabe Kapler's changed at all in the period of time you've known him?
I mean, I think he's probably evolved a little bit as a manager. You know, I think one of the things that he's probably done is kind of given his starters a little bit more leash. You know, I think that at the beginning of last season, he was kind of hesitant to let any starters kind of go through a lineup, you know, more than two times. But I think he's now, you know, he's giving Gausman chances to pitch deep into games. Same for Desclafani, same for Cueto when he's pitched well. So I think there have been some adjustments on his part. And I think he's done a good job of managing the team overall, just, you know, obviously optimizing matchups and, you know, trying to get the best out of his roster.
Yeah, you don't hear any complaints, really. And, of course, as they always say, winning is the best deodorant. But there are no complaints about him. I think he's done a very good job. Maria, great to have you on today. It's a pleasure. How does the ballpark feel today?
Oh, you know, it's a beautiful day in the city. So, yeah, it feels nice. You know, it's going to be exciting to see when, you know, the capacity kind of gets back to normal against the A's series. You know, we'll see how many people come out and, you know, whether, you know, they can kind of restore the normal ballpark environment. You know, we're definitely trending in that direction, so that's great to see.
Oh, it's going to be fun. You do a great job, MLB.com. Maria Guardado, thanks for being with us, and we'll catch up with you.
Good to talk, Marty.
All right, a pleasure. All right, that is Maria Guardado. All right, Bill and Kerry are coming up with Adam Copeland. Bill does the talk back today. I'm through for the day. I'll enjoy the rest of my Father's Day. And then, of course, next Saturday, 3 o'clock. Boy, what a week of baseball coming up. A little bit of Ohtani as well with the Angels. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.